Attention all Magic the Gathering players. Banhammer missiles are incoming. Repeat, Banhammer missiles are incoming. Proceed to your nearest Banhammer shelter. This is not a drill. Repeat, proceed to your nearest Banhammer shelter and await further instructions. And now, Planestalkers.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Planestalkers podcast. All bannings, all the time here tonight. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, at least he didn't get banned, although he can't play paper, co-host Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you tonight, sir?
Actually, we did get banned. This is the Banhammer podcast.
Yes, it is. This is insane. All right, this Sheesh. Is going to be, we. You know what, we just got to get right into it.
Untap a keep and draw.
Holy cats. All right. So
not anymore.
Untap, upkeep, and draw. So first thing we want to do is the same thing we do every night, Pinky, try to take over the world, which I still need to get a bumper for that.
Yeah.
Before we begin, we want to remind you that this episode of the Planestalkers podcast and every episode of the Planestalkers podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge, eventually when COVID is done, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in both Catskill, New York, and now on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Galleria in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's Game Store is the absolute best place in gaming. Now, they do have a nice new streamlined website. Well, it's not so much new now. It's a few months old.
Yeah.
But you can find that very easily. Go to kgsonline.com. Now, that is KiteGoSamOnline.com. Don't forget, you also get 5% off any online order when you use the promo code PlanesTalkers2020 at checkout. I also want to take a second to recognize our Planeswalker level patrons. We could not do this show without you guys. We appreciate you more than you know. Matt, Johnny, Bell, Anthony, Steve, Ian, Walter, George, Josh, Zach, and now Jonathan. Thank you so much for everything you guys do. We're reworking how we're going to do the, what kind of bonuses we give you guys. But at the very least, we try to give you a lot of extra content with the Ride Home with Will. And we're working on a Commander Craft and things like that. So we really want to thank you guys. To find out more on what you can get for being a patron, which the Ride Home with Will cast is worth the price of admission right there. It's just more of me. Find out online at patreon.com/planestalkers. And we are in Untap, and it is necessary tonight. So I am untapping an old favorite, but a good favorite. Four Giants IPA, because it seemed appropriate tonight.
Very appropriate tonight. And a quick aside, I think talking about Kerwin's Game Store and I mean, everything should be open once COVID is over, that should have been banned. COVID needs to be banned.
Wow, that's a nice try.
That's my soapbox for the day.
You should leave the jokes to me.
All right, fine, bye.
I'm the humor on this show, man. You know what? Chris Collinsworth tells jokes, too, and you're like, oh, dear God. No.
Oh. That means I'm the brains, though. That's great. I like
that. Yeah. Oh, you are 100% the brains. I am totally just, I'm the face. Let's face it. I've got a face for radio. But, and let me take a sip of this, because, God damn, that's good. Oh, my gosh. So, we got so much to get into, guys. First of all, Aramis, how the hell are you?
Before 11 o'clock this morning, everything was great. Everything was good. Good weekend. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of might have blown your phone up this morning around 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
we're going to have a show.
I had gotten back. My phone was in the bedroom in charging. And I'm like, let me just grab my phone real quick. And I'm like, why has Benson sent me like 18,000 text messages? What the hell? Bander last week. There's no band announcement today. Let me go on Wizard's website. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's just it. We definitely could talk about that. I mean, first of all, for those of you asking, my wife is fine. I know I mentioned last week that we had a test. We came out negative. She's still dealing with a cold, but she's good. This week was kind of like we kept out. You know what? Screw it. We're just... Yeah, we've untapped and upkeeped. Upkeep is this. We're talking about the big announcement today. Banned and restricted announcement. main one, we're going to deal mainly with standard. We're going to talk about the standard bannings and what that means. Combat is obviously going to be him and I kind of trying to dissect what decks we think are going to become the biggest and the best. Mm-hmm. And then main two, we're going to talk about the historic bannings, because there were three that were done today. Historic, standard, and pioneer. And we'll mention a little bit, we'll gloss over pioneer. But yeah, and then we're going to talk a little bit on the win a box and talk about how we're dealing with that, because we did account for this, believe it or not, in our rules for a sudden banning. So we'll let you guys know what we're doing with that. So, I mean, we got a lot to get to, and I think we just might as well get there. So,
main phase.
All right, main phase. So yeah, nothing happened this morning. Everything was just kind of hunky-dory. It's a regular Monday. We're going to talk about the PTQ and, you know, the Arena Open this weekend, and that's about it. Yeah. You know, and that's...
Yeah.
Oh!
And now, breaking news!
So, legit, obviously, we're going to talk a lot about... this morning, if you've been under a rock, you know, but you might be listening to this later than Monday. This morning, at Monday morning at around 10:30... Wizards put up a little post on their website. Now, what's great about this is nobody knew it was coming. They didn't tell anyone. Well, I'm sure they told other Wizards people.
Yeah.
But they didn't make an announcement like they usually do of, hey, next Monday we'll have a B&R, blah, blah, blah. It was pretty much like, you know, we're all sitting there hanging out and boop, there it is. Walter sends me a text, which, I mean, I was working this morning and I see the text. I'm like, and at first, I got to admit, all he sent me was a screenshot, right?
Yeah.
So I immediately thought one thing. You meme-making mother hucker. I'm like, all right, yeah, all right, whatever, whatever, sure, yeah. Yeah, they banned Teferi. Sure they did. Sure, sure, sure. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go look. So I went to Google and I put in, you know, August 3rd, banned and restricted. And I was like, there's an article. Okay. Oh, where Teferi's at? So I, like, the link doesn't come up fast enough. I pulled the link up and I'm just like, I literally said out loud at work, I said, and forgive me guys, we're getting the explicit this week. I said, holy shit. So I was like, wah.
Yeah.
I was blown away. So for those of you that don't know, four cards in standard were banned today. They're the big, the bad, the ugly. They are the amazing Kreskin. They have banned two of them. We expected. Two of them were a little surprising. They were fringe, well, at the very least.
I would say one more surprising than the other. Two were were definitely like friggin' okay.
They were no brainers. So Aramis, I mean, you have the article up, right?
I do have the article up.
All right. So why don't you go ahead and give us some. You know, I'm gonna let you break this story tonight.
All right.
I always break the stories.
All right. So I'm gonna run down the list. It's actually four formats. You forgot about Brawl. There was also a change in Brawl.
Is Brawl a format yet?
Is Historic a format
yet? Bueller?
Historic's not really a format either. Then again, neither really is Legacy or Vintage anymore, but so, regardless. Yep. So here's the breakdown. In Standard, Wilderness Reclamation is banned. Growth Spiral is banned. Teferi Time Raveler is banned.
Hallelujah! Yes, thank God! Goodbye! Get the hell out of my Standard! Sorry.
And then I don't know if this was Friendly Fire or if they knew something we don't about what's coming down the pike, but Cauldron Familiar is also banned.
I was going to mention that too. And they mentioned something to that in the article, I thought. So.
Yeah, that's in Standard. We'll get to the Pioneer, Historic, and Brawl bannings later. Real quick, it was Inverter of Truth, Kethis the Hidden Hand, Walking Ballista, and Underworld Breach in Pioneer. In Historic. Go ahead.
No, it was Teferi, Cauldron Familiar. That's all we care about.
That's all we care about.
Bah!
Teferi and Wilderness Reclamation were also suspended in Historic, so that's something we'll mention. And then in Brawl, they banned Teferi Time Raveler. All of these were effective immediately.
Which is really great, and they do talk about that. We'll get into that, too. Yeah. You know what? The one thing that they talked about with Cauldron Familiar that I thought really kind of piqued my curiosity was he says, in addition to having high overall win rate, these decks put considerable pressure on aggressive and mid-range creature decks. Further, the number of triggers generated by these decks can be cumbersome for both players and digital play. So that tells me they couldn't code the damn thing. They were like, there's no real way to code it so that you just accept it. But also, they said to weaken these sacrifice strategies, open up more metagame diversity, and create a more fun gameplay environment, Cauldron Familiar is banned.
Yeah, I think there's no way to auto-yield to a trigger like there is in Magic Online.
I 100% believe something was coming in Zendikar that was going to make, without having Wilderness Wreck, well, that's just it. I don't know. It's weird. I think they realized something was coming in Sacrifice. Or Sacrifice was just going to be the number one deck.
Yeah, it does shoot a giant hole in your theory that they were going to reprint Growth Spiral and Wilderness Reclamation.
It doesn't shoot a hole in it. It actually just completely discounts it. And I was okay with that. It was a theory. Yeah.
I'm glad it was wrong.
I honestly, wouldn't it be great if it wasn't? Like, they were like, this is just so bad, we got to take the egg on this one. Mm. Well, because it seems like this whole article was a mea culpa on their part.
They kind of mentioned. I mean, starting from where they talk about Standard, they said in the last banned and restricted list update, we chose not to make any changes to Standard, which people were like, really? at that time, the environment had just seen the results of Players Tour 3 and 4, and there's the ban hammer right now. I think it's going for another card. The companion rules change was recent, and that effectively banned those cards, and Core Set 2021 had just entered the format. While we saw new decks emerging, ultimately the top decks were able to adapt and retain their metagame share. No shit. After watching the environment progress for several weeks and reviewing the decklist entries for the Players Tour Finals, we've decided to make some changes to shake up the metagame. Are you talking about the fact that over 50% of the meta for day one of the Players Tour Final was Reclamation of some flavor, over 60% of day two, and 24 out of the top 32 decks were Reclamation?
Question. Yes. Several weeks? You want to try two?
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 weeks. Can we give you
a break? Yeah, it's like, no.
And they kind of, like you said, mea culpa, but also say, hey, we're trying something a little different here, because normally they give us a week notice. Right. And they're saying, well, nobody's really playing paper right now. Everybody's playing digital for the most part because of the pandemic and everything. So we figured there's no sense in waiting because we can just click a button and make the change happen.
And I agree with that.
I like that idea. If it's only, especially right now, I mean, I don't know so much when paper comes back, whether or not it's a great idea to do immediate, just say, hey, this is happening and it's there. But at the same time, yeah, just rip off the Band-Aid. People are going to, you know, if there's a tournament happening the weekend before a ban, it becomes a lame duck tournament. Force them to do some last minute innovation. It's obvious.
That's where we're at right now with our guys. Our guys are having to scramble a little bit. We'll talk about that in second main.
But obvious. It's obvious that the meta can shift quickly anyway because these decks are figured out within a week or two of a set being spoiled.
And that's just it. This part of this is all a result of Arena. Yeah. The fact is that decks are not. Once we find the deck, it's not like there's a lot of innovation anymore. Because I think of the ladder situation, people are like, well, if this deck is working, I'm going to play this deck. And usually when we see a change happen is when we have paper events. And, like when Autumn Burchette, when they won using Mono Blue Tempo, all you saw on the ladder was Mono Blue Tempo.
You know what? Interesting thing, though?
What's that?
In the mythic level of the ladder, only 15% of the meta was Reclamation.
Right.
It wasn't as when you're going through the rest of the ladder up until Mythic, there was it was everywhere. But once you hit Mythic, there was, like I said, 15% Reclamation. But there were a bunch of other decks floating around in Mythic because people on stream, especially, are trying out their brews and they're still crushing people. But it's interesting how the number sort of drops off once you get to that level.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious that Growth Spiral and Reclamation were a problem. Maybe not so much Growth Spiral. I think
Growth Spiral is a huge problem.
I just love Growth Spiral.
I love the card too. All the cards that were banned, I'm more or less okay with. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of Cauldron Familiar, but I enjoyed playing.
You're okay with Teffy?
I'm a control player. Of course I like Teffy.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you meant okay with being banned. I'm okay with it being banned. I'm like, hallelujah. God bless America.
I was okay with the cards playing with and against them.
Yeah.
I mean, they were annoying and I would rather not, but it was one of those things where it's like, all right, fine. But at the same time, these bans needed to happen. they right. absolutely needed to happen.
They did. And I mean, don't get me wrong. We're not done. I guarantee you, we're not done.
I think we are. I think because of the massive scope of this, with initially they had even said in the article they were planning on letting rotation happen. They were going to say that it's 6 or 7 weeks away. Let's just let it go, and just let the chips fall where they may. But then, you know, they somehow started listening to the community, which has been screaming for the last, I don't know, year about these cards.
Especially Teffy. Nobody was screaming about Reclamation would come and go. There were better decks that would come out. Like, Reclamation was hanging around, and then Throne of Eldraine happened. And then everybody stopped playing Rec and started playing Oko. And then when they banned Oko, they played Fires. And then they banned Fires, and then you went back to Rec.
Yeah.
It was really, that's kind of what we saw. And I mean, it's indicative of a bigger problem. And I think this is them kind of admitting that there might be a bigger problem here.
Maybe.
In that the bigger problem is power jumping, not even power creep at this point. Like, it's just a flat out, holy crap, you're out of control. Like, there are 10 cards banned in Standard.
Yep.
10.
Do you know the last time we had 10 cards banned in Standard?
It has to be, I think, Affinity, right?
No, before that. Tempest Urza Block.
Yeah.
Back when, like, you know, they banned Recurring Nightmare and Talarian Academy, and basically Academy Winter was the last time we had 10 cards banned in Standard. Even during the height of Affinity, we didn't have this many cards banned. It was like 9.
I mean, it's obvious then that, I mean, honestly, this is in no small way, in my opinion, this is my opinion now, this is in no small way a conviction on the design and testing and teams. The people that are building these cards, something has to be done. They have to get put back under control. I'm not going to lay this at Rosewater. He's a head of a team. Now, he may be like, it's my team, so, and that's fine if he wants to take it. But in my personal opinion, okay, it's gotten out of control. The power creep is such that how do we turn it off? They have to ban 4 major cards, 3 of which are rotating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you had to kill, and by banning those cards, they nailed, what, 5 of the top 10 decks?
Something like that, yeah.
It's obvious there is a problem.
Go ahead.
It's an indicator of, you know, there's problems going on. So what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say an interesting thing is that when you go farther down in the article, when they mention Teferi, they say, finally, we'll also be removing Teferi Time Raveler from the environment. We've often heard the feedback that the repetitive play patterns and reduced capability for interaction that Teferi Time Raveler can create can feel oppressive and limiting. Here's the part that was interesting to me. While we'd considered banning Teferi Time Raveler in past updates, which means they've been thinking about this card for a while.
Oh, we knew that. He was on a bunch of them. They were like, and we are watching Teferi.
One reason we didn't was evidence that it was helping hold Wilderness Reclamation decks in check. With Reclamation leaving the environment, we feel it's also safe time to remove Teferi. So they basically said, they basically were figuring that with Reclamation gone, Teferi decks would take over, which I can see. I could see that because it shuts off.
Control period would take off.
Yeah, control would take off because that shuts off.
Control is going to take off.
Control will take off.
Yes.
In a different sense, it's not going to be tap out control anymore. It's going to be classic, draw go, counter everything you play, or prison style decks.
And it will. And it's going to be, it's definitely nuts. Right,
get ready
now
for Doom Foretold to come back.
I mean, well, yeah, it's Teferi was a problem when they printed it. We saw it coming. You know, that was when we started the podcast.
Yeah, we were like, oh my god,
this card is busted. And every time something would come up, and it started with, you know, War of the Spark brought Sultai Midrange out. Or not Sultai, but Bant. Well, he was hanging around in Bant. We were playing him with Bant.
Any deck that was playing Azorius Colors was playing Teferi, because there's no reason not to.
Exactly.
Zero reason not to.
And it got worse and worse and worse over time. Him being gone is a good thing. And I like it. I do listen to another podcast, the MTG Goldfish podcast, and their guy Krim on there, he said, he's like, I never thought we would get to, you know, rotation, and Teferi, Wilderness Wreck, and Growth Spiral would survive. And because everybody was like, you know, surprised, and legit, he's right. Like, they didn't survive.
They didn't survive. I mean, the only one that kind of surprises me was Cauldron Familiar. But like I said, that has to mean that there's something coming that really interacts very well with Cauldron Familiar, because they didn't ban the oven, and they didn't ban other parts of the sacrifice deck.
Either that, or it's like a... I kind of figure it's more along the line of, all right, you're going back to Zendikar, which is 9 times out of 10, mid-range, creature, aggro. You know, it's not really... I mean, there's combos. There's always combos. But it's not a crazy combo like, you know, like we've been seeing lately.
Right.
So I have a strange feeling. They said it right in there. They want to open up the metagame diversity.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, no shit.
I have no idea at this point.
Yeah.
Ceratops is rotating, yes.
Ceratops is rotating. Thank God. But, I mean, it's definitely... I mean, we look at some of the what's happening here. I can't help thinking... I'm very much reminded of the Temur Energy bannings, where there were, like, 3 that made absolute sense, which was Rogue Refiner, Ramunap Ruins... and Oath of Nissa.
Right.
When those 3 got banned, you were like, okay, I understand this. And then they added in, what do you call it there? The
Rampaging Ferocidon.
Yeah. And you're like, wait, what? what the fuck? Why? I mean, now we understand, because they were getting Celestia tokens ready. But,
right.
I mean, that very well could be something similar to that, in that, you know, they want to kind of open things up a little bit. I think Teferi and Cauldron Familiar were that. I mean, they wanted to just get Teferi out of the meta. They said it right there. They're like, we kind of consider this an early rotation for these 3 cards.
Yeah, early retirement.
Yeah, really.
Time served.
I mean, it's definitely going to be an interesting shakeout. It's almost like we're getting 2 rotations in 1 month because... Or, you know, in a month, in 6 weeks, we'll have 2 rotations, because this is almost a rotation. I have no idea how things are going to shake now. I mean, yes, you saw Wilderness Wreck all over the Pro Tour, Player Tour, whatever the hell it is.
Everywhere. It was half of the top 8.
Yeah. Didn't and it like win, I said, too?
It won as well. It was also, I remember, as I mentioned earlier... I believe someone had said it was 24 out of the 32 decks in the top 32. So 3 out of 4.
Wow.
That's absurd. So I'm glad that they finally did it, but it's one of those things where it's like, you guys sort of waited a little bit too long for this.
Yeah.
But I'm still glad. Better, like someone else had mentioned on Twitter, the best time would have been a year ago. Second best time is today.
Right. So I definitely think that we're going to see it. Everything's going to change now.
Yeah, this you know? Everything's been turned completely upside down. There were no survivors. Because the funny thing is, too, is that a lot of the decks that had emerged that were successful lately were built to fight Reclamation.
Right.
So do they stick around or not?
It's an interesting question that you ask. I mean, what does all of this mean? You know, I don't know the answer to that. I think what we're seeing now is an incredible amount of... I think it is. I think it's a mea culpa. I think that they're finally admitting that, you know what? We screwed up.
Yeah, absolutely. They've made some mistakes. I mean, like I've always said, though, I will always say I would rather have the cards be too powerful and have to be banned than not be powerful enough and people complain about being boring.
And but, I disagree with that. 100%, actually. I couldn't disagree with that more. I think I hate bannings.
I do, too. I do, too. I'm not saying that I enjoy them. I'm just saying I'd rather they push the envelope too far and be like, whoops, that's a little bit too much. Let's dial it back a bit than say, oh, this nothing's happening. Let's push some more. Because this is what happens when you push.
I guess you're not wrong there.
So, I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough situation. I know they don't like to ban cards. Nobody enjoys it. But this is... they nuked competitive Magic from space.
That's really what happened. Like, they were like, yeah, we're done. So
they,
you know, and
they didn't push the button. They put their fist through the button.
They really did. And I was very shocked. The biggest shock for me was Teferi. I never thought Teferi was going to get banned. I mean, after it survived through how many different sets, how many different times did it become part of the main deck?
Well, whole year. It survived the entire year. I didn't think they were going to do another one. I figured they were going to let rotation happen since it was so close.
Right. It's incredible. And it makes you wonder what the next decks are going to be. In fact, we probably should get right into
combat phase.
Okay, so combat, we actually have one today. We're going to talk about, and you guys are more than welcome to chime in on the chat, by the way. We want to talk about what decks we think are going to be, you know, coming out of the woodwork now. And I mean, this is almost wide open.
This is as wide open, I think, as it's ever going to be.
Right. Well, I mean, St. John Wayne Nance asks it in the chat. He's right. It's an interesting question. Does Adventures come back?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a mid-range combo deck.
There is nothing in that deck that gets hit except for maybe Growth Spiral.
Right.
And they can play Cultivator or Oro.
Right.
Totally fine. Yeah, absolutely. The Teemer Clover is definitely a deck to watch out for. There's a lot of good stuff in that deck, and I'm pretty sure it gained some toys over the last few sets. So,
right.
Yeah, definitely yes for Teemer Clover.
Well, wasn't it playing Fires too, though?
Maybe one version of it was, but it never really needed it.
Okay. Because I would sit there and say that, you know, because, I mean, I play, you know, I played it for a while. I think I played the Fires version, which was, yeah, you know.
Never really needed it.
I had a blast with that,
actually. Standard eggs, maybe.
You know, Aramis, what deck do you think? Like, if you were to put we can either go macro and say type of deck, or you can actually just go micro and say deck. Like, what do you think with what we saw today?
Well, interaction is going to be able to be a thing again without Teferi.
Yeah.
But that being said, even though it was a part of the deck, I really think Doom Foretold, Dance of the Mance, Control Prison decks have an advantage in this because... Yeah, I know. Because
I
now they
hate
can,
that deck.
They can
I
afford
hate that deck so much.
The one problem that they had is that if they didn't have Teferi, they couldn't stop you. Now they can afford to play counter magic and interaction and more hand disruption.
How much of that's getting lost?
Just Teferi. It's the only card that they're losing.
No,
rotation? Dance of the Mance and Doom Foretold are both Throne of Eldraine, so they're here for another year.
Shit.
It might be losing... God, I'd have to think about what it's... It's losing, obviously, Shock lands.
Right.
But if the Zendikar lands that have rumored to be coming out are any indication, that might not be that big of a deal. It's losing Oath of Kaya, which is a big deal.
Right.
So, I mean, it's losing some pieces. I think it can survive. It might be... You know, obviously, it's for the next 6 weeks is what we're talking about. All these those cards are legal for 6 weeks. So I think for the next month and a half, I would not be surprised at all to see a spike in the number of control players, especially either playing some sort of Doom Foretold or even just straight up Esper or Azorius control, because I don't think that the loss of Teferi hurts control decks as much as people are hoping.
No, I actually think it helps them.
Yeah, because they can play interaction now.
Control, tempo.
Mono red.
Obviously, for me, I was going to go with aggro. I'm gonna cheat on this and say any of the mono aggros except maybe white and blue, maybe blue. Well, blue doesn't.
Blue
have
wasn't really floating around. I mean, no. Blue was usually like a.
But definitely green, black, and red, especially red.
Yeah, red's gonna be great.
Mono red. Yeah, I mean the fact that we have Teferi, we have, you know, Embercleave. You have, if you want to, you can play the Cavalcade version. Either one of the flavors. There were a lot of toys with Theros, and Ikoria, but the problem was Teferi and really Team Iraq.
Right,
you know, you couldn't get around it. The other deck, if I was going to also give another deck, but I mean my main one would be Mono Red. I think Mono Red may go to Tier 1 now. I think this lets Mono Red become back to Tier 1.
Yeah,
I think Simic Flash might be Tier 1.5, maybe 1. Because Simic Flash, a lot of people stopped playing because of Teferi. Because if you got Teferi out, your deck is shut off.
Simic, or even Dimir, or even Sultai Flash. Ooh. Actually, you know, another deck I think is going to make a very dramatic reappearance is Boros Cycling.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That was going to be my next one. I think cycling comes out of the woodwork again. Zenith Flare is way too powerful of a card. If there's a card that I would see people start screaming to get banned, it's going to be Zenith Flare. I even money on that, maybe even 1-2. I could see cycling was already kind of stupid, especially with the tri-lands. You almost could do a 5-color cycling deck now.
You could. And I mean, like the big thing about the tri-lands is they like to play their 1-mana cyclers. So they're Boros. Yeah. They might play cards in other colors, but they never have any intention of casting them as long as they have cycling one.
Yeah.
Like they used to play that, what was it? It's like Memory Erasure or something like that.
Yeah.
That one black discard spell. And the only reason it's in the deck is because it cycles for one.
Right. Well, NYC Steve says, that deck won't survive hard control. We have Grave Hate in the sideboard. Yeah, you do. But it's still... I don't know.
I could see it making a reemergence. I mean, it obviously, you know, the meta would have to adjust to it. But I think control did get
some help.
Control, and it's a weird sort of thing because the control decks played Teferi before.
Right. Well, you were racing to get to Teferi. That was the control deck was, let's race to Teferi. First one to get it out wins, basically.
You might start seeing Absorb for the next 6 weeks before it rotates.
Or Dovin. Dovin's Veto.
Dovin's Veto was already played in decks that played any sort of counter magic because it couldn't be countered. So that'll be there.
Right.
Mystical Dispute will be there. Like I said, Absorb or even...
Cultivate.
In the green decks.
Yeah.
Of all the decks that are currently in the top of the meta, Team of Reclamation's dead, obviously. 4-color Reclamation's dead, obviously. Bant Ramp, I think, is gravely...
I was going to go there next.
Gravely wounded.
I would disagree. I think you survive. I think you lost Growth Spiral and Teferi. You can survive that.
It was really only playing the white for some of the removal and Teferi.
Right. It becomes Simic.
It will go, if you make go back a to Simic ramp.
If you go to Simic ramp, I mean, the Hydroid Crazy.
You lose Elspeth Conqueror's Death, though.
And you lose Settle the Wreck, or not Settle the Wreckage, but...
It could adapt. Bant Ramp could adapt because it still plays Nissa. Like you said, Cultivate's a decent replacement. It already played Hydroid Crisis. You could replace Teferi with Counter Magic. And the Growth Spiral, like I said, you could replace with Cultivate. So that could survive. I could see Bant Ramp surviving.
I could see Bant Ramp. Now, it's not Tier 1 anymore. I would say Tier 1.5, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Depending on how other things shake out. I mean, it would still be good against aggro because of all the life gain.
It is slower. Well, yes and no. It is slower now.
Maybe it's a turn slower. It would probably still run Arboreal Grazers if it wanted to do creatures, and maybe do Cultivate out of the sideboard if it was playing more of a controlling deck, because Arboreal Grazer is a bad time against mono red because then they have to waste a creature and a burn spell on it.
Right. I mean, like I said, mono green, red, and black are ridiculous. Azorius Control
sticks around. It changes, but it stays.
It changes
because it only loses.
I think
Teferi.
You bring the other Teferi in. I think you swap the one.
You could.
And you bring in you know, 4-drop Teferi.
Rakdos Sacrifice is basically dead.
Yeah. I think Sacrifice is done. Without that Cat Oven, you don't have...
It's the loop. It's the loop that it loses. It loses the redundancy. It loses the ability to have multiple triggers a turn.
Well, to have Mayhem Devil deal 2 damage every time.
Yeah, Mayhem Devil always deals 2.
That was
two.
It.
Yeah.
And Steve, I don't disagree. Fort Fairy is not great, but it's a decent replacement.
And if not even Fort Fairy, like I said, hard counter magic.
Yeah.
Because now you can afford to actually play counter spells because you don't have to worry about it getting shut off because of a Teferi.
I'm gonna make Ashiok Control work. You go with your bad self.
You totally could. You totally could. You go Esper, you go blue, black, white. You play some Dovin's Vetoes, you play some Thought Erasures. Absolutely. You know, Ashiok would be your win con, so you'd probably only play like 2 or 3, and you have a lot of card draw and just flat out control and lots of Wrath, lots of Absorbs, Counter Magic, and just keep the board under control until you can plop down an Ashiok and take over. Totally, yeah.
Yeah, and the rest of the top 10 was Jund Sacrifice, again.
Dead.
Dead. Sultai Ramp.
Dead.
Yeah, I have to go with that. I think you need. I think Bant ramp. I think Simic ramp works. Although Heartless Act.
Well, between Sol-
Heartless Act is a real freaking threat.
Yeah, so but Sultai and Bant ramp. I think they revert to. They would try to revert to Simic, although I guess Sultai is hurt less than Bant, so you might actually see a bit of a resurgence of Sultai ramp instead of Bant ramp.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, and here's the thing. You could replace Teferi in ramp with Ugin easily. You know, not a lot of ramp decks are playing Ugin, believe it or not.
Yeah, I don't know about Bant ramp. I mean, how many permanents does he blow up on your side? He blows up Nissa.
Yeah.
He blows up Jol Real. And Krasis. I don't know that Ugin really works. I think Shark Typhoon.
Can you imagine Ugin in your freaking Dance the Mance deck? Yeah, God, that's just.
It exiles. I don't know, because you wouldn't be able to blow up the world for yourself.
That's a scary thought. Yeah. So I I'm going to stick with my guns. I think Mono Red edges out on top.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Any new meta, always bank on aggro.
Right.
And this is a brand new meta.
And I'm going to say it's going to be the Embercleave version.
Yes.
Because Embercleave, that was the key. Like, when Teferi was out, a lot of people stopped playing Embercleaves because you couldn't cast it the way you wanted to.
Yeah.
Now that we can cast Embercleave again, yeah.
Yeah, Embercleave Red is back. Because if you think about it, it's one of the only decks that has to make zero changes. It just goes, okay, maybe I tune my sideboard a little bit.
Well, I think Mono Green doesn't.
Mono Green probably sticks around, yeah. Mono Green doesn't take any hits. I can see that sticking around.
I think Red will bypass it now because it'll become more of a part of the meta because of the loss of Teferi.
Yeah, and
Mono
Green.
Where it is. Mono Green is more against. Rankings is Teferi.
Yeah, and the Mono Green decks were built more to fight Reclamation.
Right.
Because they have like, Scavenging Ooze and things like that to fight against stuff in the graveyard.
I did not see this coming.
I don't think nobody did. I honest to God thought they were going to let it go to rotation, and I was okay with that. I was like, all right, I could suck it up for six more weeks. This is fine, whatever. But people must have been really like leaving Arena in droves. That's what I'm thinking.
I think that's what was happening. I think first of all they can see it, and I am sure that my fear is this, and I mentioned this tonight in the ride home, because I actually had a special one I put out. I haven't put it out yet, but I did a recording tonight on the way home where I just did my personal thoughts. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, my fear is that this is a reactionary ban from Hasbro/Wizards due to the economy and the fact that maybe Arena's money is down. And so they were like, well, let's do the banning. And it's like, listen, don't forget, we are still in the middle of a pandemic, and if your profit margin in Arena is down, it's probably due to that.
I can partially agree with that, at least. I mean, just looking at the quote-unquote data that they look like anyway, as far as metagame share and win rates, it was pretty obvious that Reclamation and Spiral needed to go. Killing Teferi as a result of that, because knowing that Teferi decks would take the next step up after Reclamation was gone, was logical. And again,
are you kidding me?
The only reason
Dance of the Mance would have been the best deck.
Well, either that or Azorius Control.
Right.
The Cauldron Familiar, again, was the big surprise to me. But like I'm saying, that means there has to be something really nasty coming with it with Zendikar.
And again, I don't think it's that. I think it's the other way. I think they want to encourage, you know, like again, the metagame did not shift with 21. Team of Wreck was still Team of Wreck.
Yeah.
Still Bant Ramp. Sacrifice was still Sacrifice. The top three or four decks didn't move.
No, they got a couple of extra toys. That was about it.
You know, and Ikoria was the same thing. I mean, it's been pretty much since Theros/Throne, the main decks were. Mm-hmm. Other than Reclamation came out directly out of Fires of Invention. And again, that's how we got here, is that by banning Fires, they made Reclamation a big deck, and so...
And nothing could stop it.
Yeah. So I 100% agree. I think... So you're saying Esper Control of some sort, maybe the Doom Foretold variants. I'm saying Mono Red Aggro. We're probably both going to be right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it plays into our personalities as players. I mean, I'm a control player, you're an aggro player.
I'm a mid-range aggro, but yeah.
I would say at least for the first 2 weeks of these next 6 weeks, aggro will definitely be king. The control decks...
I'll tell you...
The control decks usually need a couple of weeks to catch up. So we'll see. But I like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if, especially like a prison style deck, ended up showing up saying, oh, you've got creatures on the board. Yeah, they can't do anything.
Well, it's appropriate that this, guys, by the way, tonight is episode 69, and nice. It's very appropriate because a whole lot of decks got fucked.
That was mine. You stole that.
That was yours 100%. But I do the jokes, sir.
That's fine. I don't mind sharing.
All right, let's, you know what? So, I mean, I'm going to declare combat. We both kind of won. It was kind of, somebody cast a fog, whatever.
Well, nobody needs a combat. They just nuked the field. There's nobody left. Everyone's dead. They're all dead.
This is, this is a shock and awe, to be sure. Jesus. Let's get back into
main phase.
Okay, so main phase two. Again, we promised you wall-to-wall coverage of the historic ban-restricted announcement.
This is one of the biggest ones that they've ever done.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about the second part, obviously. I mean, again, Pioneer, guys, all that makes sense.
Makes me sad.
Inverter, I wanted to build Underworld Breach. Deck.
Makes me sad. I wanted to build Inverter. It makes me sad.
Yeah. But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Walking Ballista, you know, Inverter, it's ridiculous. I mean, it was just, yeah, they had to go. So. Yeah. But the other big thing they talked about today was, well, not big, but, you know, the other thing they talked about was historic.
Mm-hmm.
And that came obvious with that. They were talking about, you know, Jumpstart coming in, and then the Amonkhet remastered. And I'm like, holy shit, could you imagine Hours of Devastation in Wilderness Wreck? Dear God.
I'm trying to think of what they would get out of that, what the toys would be. I'm sure there's something.
Oh, there's tons.
I'm sure there's all kinds of just degenerate crap that would come out of there.
Convoke, being able to tap and
That's Ravnica.
Yeah. No, Convoke was not Ravnica.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Convoke was Ravnica. I'm talking, what's the thing you used to do for Glorybringer to make it, like, have...
Oh, Exert?
Exert.
Yeah, but the Reclamation...
Like, usually you had to exert something, but also tap, like, one or two to make it happen, so...
Not really, no. Not with Glorybringer. Glorybringer just did it.
Yeah, okay.
But
other ones were like...
There's gross stuff.
Tap two to exert, yeah.
Yeah, this is something that needed to happen, especially with all these new cards coming down the pike.
So they talked about it, and in Historic, they're basically saying, obviously, that banning Nexus of Fate was not enough. That everybody was like, ha ha, okay, ban Nexus, who cares? We'll still play Wilderness. And they even said it, you know, saying that while it was powerful, we were only seeing it in problematic decks alongside Nexus of Fate. Since then, we've seen a team of Reckless grow steadily in Historic that leverages both Expanded Explosion and Field of the Dead, which absolutely everybody called.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. You should have been dying if not surprised at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was stupid. I mean, they should have banned Wilderness Wreck. I don't even think you needed to ban Nexus. Like, I think Wilderness Wreck was more than enough. So, they decided to suspend Wilderness Wreck. For Historic, and the other card they suspended was Teferi. I get it. Teferi was... This is basically them admitting they made a boo-boo.
Yeah, and that's another one of those things where as soon as we saw the card spoiled, we're like, what the hell have they done? Because remember when they first spoiled...
We had five Teferi at the time. I'm like, holy shit.
And we're like, that card's already insane. And they're like, wait a minute, this one costs less and it shuts off counter magic? What?
So I understand it. They're basically saying that, you know, in the interest of interaction, they're suspending him. And... It makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think they're done. I really don't. Here's another deck I didn't even think of today. Here's another deck I think that's going to come out of the woodwork and standard. Winota.
I don't know. Agent of Treachery is not legal.
But everything else. Think about what you could bring out.
You bring out humans. So what are the crazy humans in standard right now? Help me out.
Well,
Discord.
There's the general that makes all the other human, the legendary humans indestructible.
Legendary humans, yeah. So that protects Winota. So do you fill your deck full of legends?
I don't know.
It's possible. It's possible. Yeah. I mean, I there was a Winota deck that was in the, what was it, the top eight?
Yeah.
So it could be a thing. I mean, I don't know how much if it got impacted at all by the ban.
Yeah. It's an interesting question.
But still, it's just this is This is just absolutely insane.
This is nuts. This is so they're talking about other things that they're going to ban, or that they're suspending. And it's important to note that these are suspensions, so they may still.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. They're not. No. Yeah. They're gonna go their 30 days and be like, listen, we just did this because we said we were going to. They're banned. They're dead on arrival.
Yeah. I can't disagree. I'm hoping that that's not totally the case. I'd like to see. I hate seeing bans.
So do I.
Especially in historic.
Any format, I hate seeing bans.
Yeah, but in historic, I mean, historic's whole purpose for existing is post-rotation. And when you start banning things out of it, you're basically saying that, you know, I just don't like it.
Hmm.
So I'm hopeful that they do something, you know. I don't know. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah. No, it's amazing that we've gotten to this point where there's 10 banned cards in standard. I never thought we'd get back to this point because I remember Affinity when, you know, the Affinity standard. I remember how bad that was. I quit Magic because of how bad it got.
Right.
And I didn't feel like this was. In a weird way, it didn't feel like it was as bad, but it still felt pretty bad. Maybe it's because I wasn't the one playing Reclamation.
Possibly?
Because I played Affinity during when Skullclamp and all of the Artifact Lands and Disciple of Vault were legal. I played during that point, and the deck was absurd. And I remember not having fun, even though I was playing the best deck.
True.
So it's a weird sort of thing where I'm not playing the best deck and I'm still not having fun, but it wasn't to the point where I'm like, I don't know if I should want to keep doing this. But I am very glad that they did this because it gives me a reason to play Standard because now it's the Wild West. Everything's out there.
And you're not wrong. And, you know.
You should be able to go into a Standard tournament or an FNM with whatever deck you want and have at least a chance of maybe not winning, but competing. And where it was yesterday was not that.
You're not wrong. I'm going to give you that.
Because Reclamation wasn't uncommon. It's not like it was hard to find.
Right. And here, I mean, what's going to happen is that, you know, and again, paper's not happening for a while. But it still was, there was so much being done. You know, so much weird decks coming that, yeah. Like, now we get, or not weird decks, but there was so much lack of innovation, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
That we weren't seeing a whole lot of growth. And again, I do think part of this is Arena. I think the fact that Arena gets figured out so quickly, and because of the ladder system and the way it's built, that wins count, as opposed to, you know, playing in events, which is more like what MTGO is. They have just, you know, you play in events, and it's just what it is. But, you know, trying to get to Mythic and having a ladder, it lends itself to the idea that I'm going to play this really good deck that somebody else found out, and this is what I'm going to play. And now somebody might build a deck to counter it, and then stop because the goal is to keep laddering on Arena.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily to go to a PTQ or PQ or PT or whatever it is and just win. And here's another thing. I think, too, Arena is the reason that this is happening in Arena, too, is paper would require. It requires a whole lot more thought as far as triggers and things of that nature, like remembering to untap your lands. Now, Arena was harder to make Wilderness Wreck one run for the expansion explosion. Because you could sit there and say, you know, tap my lands three times. Four of them go to the cost and
you could do shortcuts.
25 to your face.
You could do shortcuts in paper, whereas Arena or even MTGO, you basically have to do click, 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 and just go
and
through.
And make sure that in Arena you had to have it set to, you know, full control.
Oh, yeah. That's bit me in the butt a few times.
Oh, yeah. So I get it. But I really think that Arena allowed, because of the triggers are managed and things like that, something like the Cat Oven deck, you know, was part of the problem. So.
There are four cards banned from Throne of Eldraine.
Four cards.
Four.
Oko, Once Upon, Fires.
And Cat.
Isn't there more? I would have thought there was more.
It's four. There's four from Throne of Eldraine.
Is Uro
Uro's legal.
Uro's Throne or Zoro?
Uro is Theros.
Theros, okay.
There's three cards from Corset, so there's seven.
Right.
And then there's two cards from Ravnica Allegiance.
Okay.
That's nine. And then Teferi's from War of the Spark. Teferi's the only card from War of the Spark to get banned, which is surprising as hell to me.
Well, people are cough, Narset, cough, as Steve is saying.
Yeah, Narset. Narset's, well, that's the thing, too. Narset's, be prepared to see a lot of Narset for the next 6 weeks.
This is going to be a thing now, the banhammer.
And that's the thing, it shouldn't be.
No.
It should not be a thing.
I don't want any more bannings.
Please let rotation happen. Okay, you made your point. Yeah, you nuked a bunch of decks. Let the meta go for 6 weeks. Whatever happens, happens.
And I mean, let's pivot to this because this legit impacted us huge.
Yes, it did.
Because I'm talking now about the tournament, the Winnabox.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank God you and I had the foresight when we were putting the rules together. I was like, maybe we should add a rule in. Because they were talking about we were a week out from the banning for a historic and everything but standard. And I said, you know what? Maybe we ought to put a rule in here about a banning in standard.
Although we were both like, it's never going to happen, but just in case.
Just in case. And I'm glad we did. And we worded it the right way. I was worried that I might have worded it wrong and been like, for each card, you get to do a card and two other cards. No, we said for all cards banned, you get to swap out the cards banned and two other cards. I'm like, yes. By that S means, haha. Because some guys, legit. Now, they didn't have terrible. All right? It didn't hit any. Nobody was playing Wilderness Wreck that was winning. So the seven guys left. I should pull up the deck list. But the seven guys left is pretty much. I think I have it here somewhere. So I think I put it inside of. Yeah, okay. So. Sketchy Wizard had Growth Spiral. Keith was good. Mike had four Growths and four Teferis. Mark has three Teferis and one in the sideboard.
Right.
Ted had four Teferis and four Growths. Margraves had the three Teferis. And that was it.
That's funny. And a then lot there of Teferi.
Yeah. So some guys are getting eight cards to swap and then two spare, two other to build their deck. Now, I mean, we're running into a problem. You and I are going to have to talk off the air. Well, maybe not off the air, but between next season. We're going to go forward with that. I put a vote up, and pretty much it was like four to two to keep it as it is or to sub of the card per rule. So guys are going to get their deck list together, resubmit. It gets a little crazy, though, because one dude's like, listen, I got three Teferis in, my main and one in the sideboard. But the rest of my cards, I would want to pull cards that are in my sideboard to my main to replace it. I don't want to, and I'm like, oh shit, I have no freaking idea how to make that work. But I'm assuming we're just going to let it go because, I mean, really at the end of the day, we want them to have fun. But, I mean, it's definitely impactful. We're going to definitely think about this next time as far as maybe we just say, what I should have done was say, we're going to play this round because we've already had one guy win.
Right.
Out of the four that are playing. And I should have been like, okay, the lists are going to stay the same through this round, and then next round, we're going to swap them. But then they would have been able to also, arrange their deck, I guess. I didn't want it to be like a sideboard. That would be the other side of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But we have to think about that because, obviously, but, I mean, they really kind of screwed us here.
Well, we had a contingency plan of some kind in place, which we were able to implement for the most part. It wasn't perfect. But that's, that's the whole point of the feedback that we get from our patrons is that we can say, okay, this is what happened. How do you guys think we can fix this for the next time? Because we anticipated A and B, but we weren't expecting C to come out of left field and hit us in the back of the head with a club.
Right. So, and I mean, definitely. I mean, we did kind of say, and it was right there in the rules, too. It's like, plan your deck accordingly. Like, for banning. So, if you're playing Wilderness Wreck and you suspect that Wilderness Wreck might get banned, and, there really ain't a lot of cards that can make that deck work without Wilderness Wreck.
Well, because Reclamation's in the name of the deck. That pretty much tells you right there.
So I think that's why we didn't see a lot of it. We did see a few Bant Ramp. Most of what we saw was Bant Ramp and a few Brews.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, get your deck lists in. We've paused play, obviously. I need deck lists by, tomorrow, if possible. You know, so please get that to us. Well, get in the Discord, first of all. If you're not in our Discord, discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. Definitely hit us up there. It's a whole lot of fun. It's a barrel of monkeys. But as things stand right now, we are in our, I guess this is the Elite Eight or the Excellent Eight. We can't say Elite Eight because we'll get sued.
The existing eight.
But we've got Mike and Mark, Ted and Margraves, Keith and Trayton. And then Alice and Mike played yesterday with Mike winning. So Mike's already in our final.
They got in under the gun.
He's in our fatal four. But so, but it's Keith and Trayton, Ted and Jason, and Mike and Mark have still got to play. So need you guys to get your deck list to me ASAP so that we can get that started again. Yeah, and then I think we're going to get ready to go right into Zendikar. So I'm going to start putting together the advertising for that and stuff so that we can get it out in the groups. What are you thinking? I'm thinking Historic Artisan.
Yeah, I think we had mentioned that last week, and we talked about it a couple more times during the week. And I think Historic Artisan really, it gives the people who enter the tournament a chance to be creative. You know, there's not going to be a metagame. They get to create the metagame. And show off your deck
building
skills.
It's going to be a whole lot of cycling.
You know what? It really could be. It really could be. But we'll, you know, if that's how it is and we end up doing the tournament again and we do Historic Artisan again, maybe we ban Zenith Flare. But we'll cross
that
bridge.
Well, Zenith Flare is a rare, isn't it?
It's an uncommon.
Oh, frack.
Yeah.
We're going to see nothing but man, maybe we ought to just ban that out right now and be like, all right.
Well, let's see what happens, because there are probably ways. When you go to the historic card pool, there's probably common and uncommon ways to fight that.
Yeah. So, I mean, historic also gives you the uncommon planeswalkers, too, so we could see some flavor.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, so we're going to do that, I think. And so plan for that, guys. You guys are the listeners. You're getting the first, you know, preview here. The Zendikar Rising win a box event is going to be it's going to be Historic Artisan. So if you're playing in the current one, then let's go ahead and, you know, if you're playing the current one, make sure you get me your deck list. That's a big deal. But I think, Aramis, we do have mail. We do have a quick letter here I can read real quick from Walter.
Okay.
He said, hey, guys, didn't have much I was going to talk about till the ban happened. Sent this at 12:05 today. I'm so happy that this happened. It opened up so much in Standard and just couldn't have agreed more. I was putting off Standard till I seen this today, so glad to hopefully see more diversity in Standard. My question to you is, if it hasn't been said already, what do you guys see in Standard? Did anyone play the Historic Tournament? I didn't. Actually, no, I did play a round of the Historic Tournament. I had spare gems. I played a round of Historic, and I lost my ass.
Yeah. So, a lot of sharks in that tank.
Yeah, there was a whole lot. I tried playing a mono blue tempo deck, and it just, rolled.
You gotta play meta if you're going to do that.
Well, thank you so much for writing in, man. We appreciate you. But with that, let's get a...
End step.
So, here we are at end step, and as Aramis and I start rolling up our play mats, putting our cards in the boxes, and picking up the pizza boxes, putting them by the trash, because damn it, your mother still does not work here. We want to remind you guys that we do stream Arena on the Planestalkers podcast channel on Twitch, as well as CommanderCast. Look up Planestalkers podcast. You can also follow me on Twitch at MindCrime73.
And if you wanted to follow me on Twitch, my handle there is ArmekWRX, ArmekWRX. Although, to be honest, most of the times when I stream, I'm going to be streaming on the Planestalkers podcast channel. So if I ever do anything by myself, it'll be on ArmekWRX, otherwise Planestalkers podcast channel. But if you want to follow us through Twitter and see how we're doing through there, if that's more your speed, you can find our show at PlanestalkerPod on Twitter.
And my personal Twitter, I do have one, is at WR Benson. Now, I'm not on there very often. I'm usually just following the musical stylings of my favorite artist, Gerardo.
Oh, God, you found it.
Rico. But, you know, so I'm trying to follow him on Twitter and really spend my time on that. But I don't tweet out much, but you can definitely follow me there. But you also should follow us on Facebook. Our Facebook is at facebook.com/planestalker. Take the last S off for savings. Well, let's do that again. Take the last S off for savings. And like and follow our page there. Also, guys, like I said, we have made it easy to join our Discord. Just go to discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. and you'll be able to get right in and interact with the community. We live stream there. Commander Craft stuff is there. You definitely need to hang out.
And
with
if you
us.
Want to send us an email, let us know how we're doing with the show. If you have a suggestion for the show, or if you want to ask for advice, we have our Ask Aramis section, which we haven't done in a month of Sundays.
We almost should take this out because I don't think people want. Maybe we have educated everyone. Although I did, by the way, I
maybe
did
that's
have
where the 101
can
go. Send us a question for Magic 101.
Maybe
in our email. So that way we can offer you advice on anything from deck construction to limited choices, and even, you know, questions about the rules of the game, basic rules, advanced rules. Just get no lairs. Lairs are just scary and disgusting. I don't really want to know what happens if there is an opalescence and a humility in play, depending on which one came first. Your brain will explode. Mine already starts to hurt just talking about it.
Listen, ask the MCG
half of them don't even
on
know.
Facebook for that shit.
Half of them don't know. But anyway, if you do want to send us an email, the address is podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com.
And I want to remind you guys that I do host another podcast. Now, again, it's on hiatus right now. It's dealing with the TV show Legends of Tomorrow. It's called Legends TV Talk. However, we are streaming pretty regularly what's called Flashcraft. It's our show along with Flash TV Talk, so the hosts from there. We get together and we're just kind of building things in Minecraft from the DC Universe, although I'm building a pretty sick professor. I'm building a pretty sick X-Mansion. It's taking forever because I actually made it freaking huge, and I haven't even started the underground yet. But, you know, trying to keep the damn thing lit and keep things from spawning is a real pain in my ass. But you could find us there. Just go to check out our Facebook page, Legends TV Talk, or you can look up Flashcraft on Twitch or even on any of my stuff. So we're going to be doing with that. But as things stand right now, I think that's
just watch out for the hammer.
So this was episode 69, nice. And we did pretty good. You know, no jokes about, you know, but the bad hammer came down. And you know what? 69 is great, but come back for 77, because there you get 8 more.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. So, again, I want to thank you guys for listening to the Plane Stalkers podcast. We really appreciate you guys hanging with us. Come back Wednesday night. We're going to have Commander Craft, where me, Aramis, as well as 2 to 4 of our listeners are going to be playing Artisan Commander. So we're going to be playing with Common and Uncommons, but we'll have a regular Commander. So tune in there. That'll be like 7:30-ish on Wednesday. But for now, we're going to back on out of here. We thank you guys for listening. For Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying, you know, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys soon. And remember to keep some of your mana untapped, because you never know when you'll need it. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.